I think if you look at the 49ers team at their big positions, McCaffrey, I mean, he's who he is. Is he important? Yeah, he's important, but you know what you're getting out of McCaffrey.
Best in the game right now is the position.
Right. You know what you're going to get out of Ayuk for the most part. But the one player to me who has the most room for growth and improvement is Brock Purdy. That's why I think Brock Purdy, to me, is the most important player on the team. Because he's the guy who I think can get better simply because he doesn't have a ton of experience. He is young. And the other guys, you all kind of, you know what you're going to get from them. Fred Warner, Bosa, Bosa needs a good year. He needs to back up that 10.5 sack last year with maybe twice as many, but I still think it's Brock Purdy. I think he has the most room for growth, and I think if he elevates his game to the next level, then I think this team can obviously win a Super Bowl.
I'll say this to that, man, because I know how you feel. What if he's reached his ceiling, and Brock has been so phenomenal, he's proven it's good enough already, Stani.
I would argue he hasn't. Because he hasn't broken through. And I know he's only had two years.
When we say he, can't we, because Kyle's lost the Super Bowl, the Niners have lost the NFC Championship when Jimmy was here. But why, when we talk about Brock, he hasn't broken through, when in reality they haven't, or Kyle hasn't broken to with two different iterations of the Niners?
Well, what if I just said simply that in the two Super Bowl losses and in the two NFC Championship losses, their quarterback play wasn't good enough? Their quarterback play needed to be better in those monster games in the last 4 or 5 years.
But they were good enough to get you a 10-point lead.
Right, but you couldn't finish because
now their
for a
defense
variety of reasons.
Yeah, but what about the defense? Bosa last year in the Super Bowl, crashing down on fourth down twice.
Do you think that it's acceptable for a team to score 22 points in five quarters of football and think you're going to win the Super Bowl against a Patrick Mahomes Chiefs team? Mm. To me, the 49ers scored 22 points in five quarters. I mean, their offense has to be better, and to me it starts with Brock Purdy. 888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know, you brought something up just now. I want to ask 49er fans about it is, well, what if Brock Purdy has reached this ceiling? And I guess my question back to you, Goo, would be, why would you think a quarterback who's entering his third season wouldn't continue to improve?
Now, I got to be careful here. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying he set the bar so high that he may have got to it this quickly. And I believe from everything that I've watched, partner, what he is now is good enough. I don't blame him for that loss.
Okay. Let me be literal here, though.
And he can,
you can't, on the one hand, kind of rip the Niners for not getting it done, but then also say Purdy was good enough. Like, he wasn't, because they didn't win it.
Yeah, but Stani, I said to you, he wasn't the problem many of days.
What was the problem? What was the problem?
The O-line blocking, missing protection, fumbles, decisions in overtime to take the rock when maybe you should have punted. I told you, and you can back me up, many of day, Brock Purdy actually played better than I thought for that stage. And to be in that position with a third and two or a third and four with a first down before overtime can pretty much bleed the clock. Like, I thought Brock Purdy, again, not MVP, Stani, but Brock Purdy was, he showed me something. So I guess I'm just not saying, it's not like Jimmy and the throw to Emmanuel Sanders where Jimmy cost you that, the good ones would have made that. Purdy didn't have that. Now, was he perfect? No.
Exactly. He wasn't.
Did he overthrow Debo or IU maybe a time here or there? Yeah, but for the most part, I thought he came out of that game with, man, I was on this stage, on this furnace, and I was pretty much myself. not perfect. So, Stein, he might have five more levels to get to. I just guess I'm stuck on, man, his level, if this is a level seven, it was damn near good enough, had everybody around him did their job.
Well, I don't know what's so hard to understand about, I'm not saying you don't understand it, but what was the play? Was it McDuffie
who came in?
Well, Brock Purdy's quarterback 20 games. He didn't pick it up.
And you could be totally right.
Maybe he picks it up this year.
You could totally be right.
Like, that's, to me, the play, you know, a play that maybe he can get better at.
How do you think Kyle would answer that, or Andy Reid, if they saw that play, whose responsibility that is? You know what I mean? Like, would a more seasoned Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers sniff that out, and or Mahomes? I don't know.
Well, again, like, you're talking about three of the greatest quarterbacks right now when you say that, and maybe Brock Purdy will be a great quarterback at some point, but can we really expect Brock Purdy to make that play now in his career? And that's kind of what I'm getting at, and what I think is one of my themes is that if you really look at it, they weren't good enough last year against the Chiefs. Like, Brock Purdy, maybe he was a little too inexperienced. I know he didn't make mistakes, but he also didn't make a bunch of big plays either. And Patrick Mahomes, he was just okay for Patrick Mahomes. But when the chips were down, he made all the plays he needed to make. And maybe Brock Purdy, with experience, will just play a little better if he gets there again, and that could be the difference.
Let me ask you this, and I feel you on that. So we just had Matt Barrels on from The Athletic, and he was great. But Stoddy, he said something, and he had some fastball on it, some mustard on it. In his opinion, this is by far the best roster in the game, and it's been that way. So doesn't pressure just come with that? Regardless of any sport, when you look at a roster, and I'm trying to think of some of the greatest teams that hadn't won, where you're like, man, that was just what happened. I think of the OKC Thunder early on, Russ and Ibaka and the rest of the gang. But I guess that's why when I come in here and say they should have one, Stoney, it starts with the core of what they built, John and Kyle. Everybody can see they got more talent than everybody else.
I don't buy that.
So that's why when you said Mahomes this morning, and I'm not saying I love me some Mahomes, Steph Curry, but Stoney, Mahomes wasn't on defense for the Chiefs. I know Chris Jones was, but you know what I mean? Like, the Niners could have had their way had they executed. And I don't know why they didn't. But it started against Green Bay. It started against Detroit at home. So, you know, I'm sitting here saying, and a lot of people are comfortable saying, well, the Niners will be right back. And maybe some are like, I don't know. But I want to find out at the core. Maybe I won't, Stoney. Maybe the summit will bring it to our attention. But what happened to the Niners in the playoffs?
They didn't play well against great teams last year. The teams they thought were really good weren't as good as they thought they were going to be, Dallas and Philly. Mm. So maybe when they beat those two teams, they thought that they were beating the cream of the crop in the NFC, but they weren't. They weren't.
We might be onto something there.
Will's in Marin. Hey, Will, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. So, I mean, I don't really think that it was Brock Purdy's play, rather if he made massive plays or anything. I mean, Steve Spagnuolo even said that he threw the kitchen sink at Brock Purdy during the Super Bowl and said that he was extremely impressed about how he didn't flinch and actually answered the call and actually stayed cool in the pocket. There was multiple times where he was trying to make him flustered, and he said it was very frustrating. He couldn't. Another thing is, too, is, yeah, I get it. It might have been a lower performance for Patrick Mahomes, however, but I just feel the reason why they lost that Super Bowl is they gave him too much time. When you give a guy who is elite in any sport too much time or a second chance or a hope, yeah, he's probably going to capitalize because, you know, they can only mess up or be bad for so long. And another thing about the playoffs, Donnie, like, I get it. Maybe they didn't play against great teams, but let's be honest. You know sports like the back of your hand. When the playoffs happen, anything can happen because those are the hottest teams. Even a regular season team that might have been, if they make it to the playoffs, sometimes those guys are the scariest. They have nothing to lose. So I'm not really surprised that there weren't barn burners or big blowouts in the playoffs. Those are the best teams at the time, and those are the best teams going for one goal. So I think there's a lot to load into it. I'm not worried about Brock Purdy. Am I saying that the Niners are just going to, you know, run the table and dominate? No, they're going to have their bumps and bruises. It's professional sports. They're going to have their ups and downs. They're going to get smacked in the mouth at times, and we're going to question it. But if they're, but to say that they're not going to be in the mix and be back, I think that would be false too. I think the Niners are going to have a very successful season. They don't win the Super Bowl. Yeah, it could be the end of it for them in their window.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But I think that they're going to be right back in the mix, and people are going to be taking them very seriously. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I don't think they're going anywhere.
I don't either.
The 49ers. Purdy was. You remember? Anybody remember his numbers for the Super Bowl?
I'm gonna say 22 for 35, 248 yards, no touchdowns, no picks.
23 for 38, damn. 255, one touchdown, no interceptions. Now, I'm going to say it.
Now, I thought Jennings did
it.
They had more.
Five quarters, yeah, not
right.
Four.
Right. Against a stout Kansas City D.
Oh, well, I'm just saying. Like,
what
I'm
were
not
Mahomes
saying
numbers. Can you give me Mahomes' numbers?
34 for 46, 333, two
yeah,
and one.
Yeah. A little more. Wow. All right.
I mean, I know this is going to sound logical, but I'd rather have two touchdowns and one pick than one touchdown and no picks.
Right.
That's just me. But what I'm getting at is, I'm not saying Brock Purdy lost the 49ers a Super Bowl or cost them the Super Bowl. I'm just saying he can be better. I think he can be a significant amount better.
And I don't want to say he can't be, or he shouldn't be, or you shouldn't want him to be. I was just simply pointing out, last year he was good enough for this team to win that game. And I'm throwing everything in there. Jambalaya. It's not just offense. It's everything. Stoney coaching, the overtime. Shouldn't have went to overtime. The O-line. I mean, every time the Chiefs were facing defensively, they give up a first down, you might be in trouble. They batted the ball down. They came up with a play. And Bosa, fourth and one, fourth and two. And Mahomes, think about it. He kept the ball and Bosa crashed down. Like, that's
right.
What if you would have stayed home
many,
and that would have been the game well, winning tackle or
you've
stop?
You mentioned eight plays about. And it's like, that's why you don't win the Super Bowl. Mm. Because there were eight plays that they didn't make. And if they made a few of them, they would have won the game. When the chips were down, the Chiefs had an advantage with Patrick Mahomes. They just did. Mm-hmm. And the 49ers didn't give themselves enough margin for error early in that game. And it came back and bit them. I mean, like, I don't even look at it as though, oh, the 49ers blew a 10-point lead. I do not look at it like that. I look at it as the 49ers held the Chiefs to 19 points
yep.
in four quarters, and they, the 49ers, couldn't score 20 in the four quarters of football.
And had ample opportunity to do so.
Exactly.
Interception after halftime.
So you can show me all the numbers you want,
mm-hmm.
but Brock Purdy was only able to help his team to 19 points in four quarters against the Chiefs. You know you've got to score more than that to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And now we're sitting here, if you're into this, hey, when's Kyle ever going to get the monkey off his back? And Evan kind of slowed my roll or told me to slow my roll this morning without, I don't know if he realized it, like just assuming you're going to get to the Super Bowl, but we're in the midst of a dynasty. So if, you know, Kyle's ever going to get one, Stoney, it's not like, oh, nobody, I mean, they're trying to be the first team to three-peat. So the Kansas City Chiefs are, I mean, this is, you kind of just hope the Niners or Kyle have not blown his best chance to win one.
From the 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, Stoney, why can't I say the difference was Reed versus Shanahan? You can. We'll just have a difference of opinion there. But you can say that. And you know what? I would say, yeah, I would say Andy Reid. Here's what I would say. Patrick Mahomes to Brock Purdy is Andy Reid to Kyle Shanahan. Just is. He's got three Super Bowls.
But what if we did Andy in Philly?
It doesn't matter.
Kyle would win that. He wouldn't have one.
Exactly.
Andy lost the Super Bowl in Philly.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is what he did in Philly, you got to take the whole...
Because Matt pointed that out. Matt Barrows pointed out that his record was worse than Kyle's because they had went to the Super Bowl and multiple NFC championship games in Philly and didn't get it done. Now he has three.
Exactly.
Wow. Exactly. That's crazy, Stoney. One of our biggest fights on air was over Andy Reid.
And yet you're going to continue to go to the well with Kyle Shanahan.
No, what I don't want to have happen or repeat is Kyle gets it somewhere else.
Well, but if he gets it somewhere else.
There was some news yesterday that a lot of people were offended by or thought was just slop up on the wall about if Kyle's on the hot seat or not. My point with that is, let's just take Andy and Philly. All that success, what would ever make him lose his job? But it happened.
Well, they didn't have two good years at the end. I think they lost early in the playoffs one year, and then the next year they weren't very good.
Yeah, but my point is, with that resume of winning, you think you could survive two lean years. I think people got tired of the same old song of getting close, no cigar.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
So I hope Kyle gets it done here and is not Andy Reid 2.0.
So we find out whether they're gutsy enough to fire him. You know what? That's the other thing. Yeah, okay. Kyle Shanahan Kyle Shanahan Peterson. This. Kyle Shanahan this. That. The other thing.
You think people are blaming him?
I dare you to fire him. I dare you to fire Kyle Shanahan.
I wouldn't.
Jimmy's in Martinez. Hey, Jimmy, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, chilling it as usual, but Steiny, come on, man.
What?
Shanahan is the most successful coach outside of Reid, who Reid didn't come close to what this guy's done here when he was in Philly. Now he looks like Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. Getting back to the game, though, which I have not been able to – I can't bring – five times I've tried to watch it and I haven't even started it. I still have not seen it. I can't. Because if you think about it, my opinion is both of our offense and defensive lines were compromised. They just were banged up. Armstead was banged up. Feliciano, the offensive line was not 100%, and we still went to overtime, and we still should have won. But if you think about it, at the end of the season, going into the playoffs, we got through Green Bay somehow. Somehow we get to Detroit, and then the Super Bowl starts, and that's the best the Niners looked, and then McCaffrey fumbled the ball. Now, we got the ball back. We went ahead, but I felt like a juggernaut was about to plaster Kansas City at that point. That was the Niners in full tilt, kick your ass mode. And I love McCaffrey, and I know he probably thinks about it every night when he's falling asleep. I mean, he's like the baddest ass little dude on the planet. But man, that just froze my heart when he fumbled that ball, and they did come back from it, and they still should have won.
Yep.
I think it was injuries on the line, man. That's what I think.
Hey, Jimmy. You guys have an awesome day. Jimmy, hold on. Hold on. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, no, I think you might have misunderstood. I think Shanahan's a great coach. And I think the people that say he can't get it done or he gets, you know, he takes the choke, I can't stand that. I think, and what I said is, you don't think he's a good coach? Go ahead. I dare you to fire him. Go ahead. I dare you to fire Kyle Shanahan. I mean,
he'd have 15 job offers by tonight at 5:00, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, that's not happening. Him and Lynch, these guys, they're quality people. The whole team, you know, it's a team you can be proud of. I mean, Ricky Pearsall, my God, that talk about dodging a bullet. I mean, literally, I got chills right now, and I've been in a lot of stuff, real bad stuff in my life, real bad. And I can relate to that. And the idea that kid is going to be able to play and he's walking around and his family isn't in mourning right now, man.
You're right.
You got to enjoy every day, everybody.
Yep.
You guys are killing it, you guys. Ooh, Steiny, love you guys.
Good stuff, thanks, Jimmy. Man.
Appreciate it, my man.
I don't want to turn anybody off, Steiny, but God is good. And the Ricky Pearsall situation.
Yeah, he's okay.
I told Evan in the green room, I felt so bad. I'm older than Evan. We can tell. And I say, you know, Ricky could have been paralyzed.
Yeah.
Evan goes, he could have died. And I just gave him a bro dap, like, thank you for hammering at home. But he's like, Steiny, man, the luck that and the goodwill that was shown to him.
Was Andy Reid ever going to win a Super Bowl in Philly?
Yeah, why would you? He lost to Tampa Bay like 2-3 times. Why wouldn't you think he wouldn't?
Because Mahomes was never going to be an Eagle.
Oh, ooh, wow.
I don't know the answer to the question.
Like, Philly's fan base don't play. I think they're more hardcore than out here. So, oh, hey, well, he got us to the Super Bowl. But, you know, I think they get tired of that, Steiny. And they did. I don't, you know, you said the last 2 years were bad. But, man.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.